Matt is going to talk about random things.
Random stuff.
Which Matt is known for doing.
I always do random stuff.
Random.
That's my life.
There we go.
Right.
Always getting the screen shows up. And you ready?
I'm ready.
Start.
Slowly. Right. Random stuff. First, that's completely, I just figured I won't talk about this now because I do random stuff. So I'm collecting metrics from the website I just showed you guys, right? You guys were the first ones to see, and I look at the metrics from App Insights. So I can see, for example, that I get, right now we have something like 3,000 users use the website so far, maybe a little bit more, because I can see we're getting some crashes because of course it didn't test things like it didn't test on Android devices, it didn't test an iPhone. Sorry? Oh, that's terrible. You guys are not seeing me. What am I doing here? Oh yeah, it's part of being random. Stable. Now you should be able to.
Yeah, okay. And then?
There. So, so we are getting here about 3,400 users, unique users. I can tell the number of crashes. I can tell they're happening more often and often on Android devices. I can even tell which Android devices that where this is happening. I can tell the countries from where the users are coming from, United States, Indonesia. I didn't show them, someone here must have lots of friends there. Czech Republic, somewhere down here, like there's like 30 people from, just 30 people from Czech Republic use it so far. I don't know why. There you go, 36. All this data that I'm collecting, how much code did I have to use to write that? Zero code. I just created this ASP.NET website and I told Visual Studio, yeah, I want App Insights, thank you very much. Done, right? I can tell page load times, I can tell which HTTP input, upload errors, everything. So if you guys are not using App Insights, you're missing a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of useful information. Speaking about useful information, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the architecture of the howold.net. So in order to do that, what I did was creating a little website. This I did like 2 weeks ago, so but it's like another prototype I created, to explain the architecture and interact with the architecture of Azure components. So this is how howold.net visualized in 3D, just because we can. And we're using Babylon.js.
Yeah,
right. And so Babylon.js is a JavaScript library. I'm using TypeScript to write this. And I'm basically componentizing the objects from Azure here. So I can see the website, and this works with touch, works on phone, it works with keyboard. And I can see the website sending photos to the Face API, or Luxury API, right? We don't keep your photos ever, right? In this new site I created, this one, we never keep your photos. We never keep anything personal from you there. Then we get some metadata back, and this metadata we send to Event Hubs. So Event Hubs just collect all these JSON files about average age, region, what kind of browser we're using, etc. Then we send this to Streamlytics, and we aggregate this data by minute, by hour, etc. And we can show this in Power BI, we can show this, we can treat with this data a little bit more, in, for example, Hadoop, and do some more advanced scenarios. Then we take this data and send to another Event Hub where I read this data from, and I created a custom dashboard to show this real-time data flowing from the website. So this real-time data, I created a this site called Face-Dashboard. And what this site does, do you guys know Signalr WebSockets? So it's a way for your browser to keep connected to the web server and reading and send and read a streaming of data. So what I'm doing here is getting that real-time data from the last minute, just the last minute of usage of howold.net. And I'm showing this breaking by age. And I'm showing this in the globe, right? I can show here, for example, right now in Japan, there's a lot of people using howold.net for some reason. They like it there. I don't know why. Then we have Europe here, some people here that like it as well, and so on. So I can really deal with this real-time kind of data coming from howold.net, right? So that's the beauty of working with this IoT sort of technologies like Streamlytics. How much time do I have still?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Let's talk about authentication protocols. So do you guys do much cloud-based identity or auth authentication? Have you ever done this in your applications? No?
No.
No? Okay. Here's a summary of how that works. You put a browser on your application, and then that browser sends a HTTP request to Azure Active Directory. By the way, this is Azure Active Directory. If you go to the data center, that's how it looks like there. It's a pyramid with a ball spinning thing. And then it replies showing you a login screen. And the idea here is that your application doesn't have access to that content. It doesn't know the user password for security. We block that, right? So then I type my username and password, and I submit that back to Azure AD. I send it back there. And Azure AD validates this, right? You say, yes, I know who you are, I know your password, everything. So I will give you a response, which is a 302, a redirect, with a code. And this code is your authorization code. That's what you're going to use from now on to actually get access to things using Azure AD. So when the application receives this, it says, oh, okay, I can close the login screen. You're fine, you're good. And then whenever I want to access something, for example, an Azure website, a web service or something, what I would do is I'd send a request to Azure AD, say, I want to access this thing, and here's my authorization code, please. And what Azure AD will do is replying with an access token, saying this access token is only good for the thing you asked me for, which is calling this web service, this website, right? So I have to ask one access token for every little thing I want to access, for example, SharePoint Online or other services. So Azure AD becomes this glue that connects all the services together. That's how I can authenticate the user and start doing things on behalf of that user, calling different things. So we call these things resources. For every resource, I need a different access token, right? What I'm talking about here is not specific about Azure Active Directory. That's how Facebook works, that's how Google works, that's how everybody works. That's how authentication authorization today works on the web. So understanding these little steps goes a long way in actually helping you guys to work with whatever platform you try to use. What else? So I spoke about, I think I'm done. Anything else?
You're good.
You're good?
All right, thank you.